This is K9. Please listen to Doctor Who on Target. That is correct.
Hello, I'm Geoffrey Beavers, and I'm just saying, do look at Doctor Who and the state of decay.
Prepared to assume aggression mode, Master.
Welcome to Doctor Who on Target. The podcast where we discuss the target range of classic Doctor Who novelizations from the 1970s and 80s. Those long ago days where, if you missed Doctor Who on TV, you missed it forever. Unless, of course, you bought the Target novelisation. So, join us, jump aboard the TARDIS, set the time rotor for late 20th century Earth, and, with a wheezing, groaning sound, we'll discuss Doctor Who on Target. Hello and welcome to Doctor Who on Target. This is Greg in Swansea.
And this is Michael from Norfolk.
Brilliant. And Michael, what are we looking at this time?
We are looking at Doctor Who and the State of Decay, written by the one and only Terence Dix.
Oh, fabulous. And, you know, obviously they tend to be classics if they're Terence Dix, but I think of this story as a classic, and it stands out for me because the season, what season is this one in? Is that the Bidmead one?
I think it's season 18, if I'm not mistaken. It's Tom Peake's final season with Christopher H. Bidmead acting as script editor.
Right.
John Nathan Turner was producer, but we also had Barry Letts as executive producer.
Ah, right. That's interesting. So Barry Letts and Terence Dix. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's when you look at it in that season, it stands out like a sore thumb, but I don't mean that in a bad way, because it doesn't really fit in with the rest of the season, does it?
Well, this story has a curious history, simply because this is a story that dates back to 1977.
Right.
And it was going to go under the title The Witch Lords. Were later retitled The Vampire Mutations, which Terence Dix had submitted to the series in 1977, but in that same year, the BBC were planning their production of Count Dracula.
Yes.
Starring Louis Jourdan, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, who you may know, probably best know as the villain in Octopussy. The James Bond film.
Oh, of course, yes.
And this was also produced by Maurice Barry.
Well, really? Wow, that's interesting. Now, I remember that Dracula TV production. It was quite a big, prestigious production on the BBC, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was broadcast on the 22nd of December in its entirety.
Oh.
About 2.5 hours long.
Wow.
It is available on DVD. Which I didn't actually watch until it was released on DVD. It's quite a classy production.
Right.
That's right. Let's see. It was released by onto DVD in 2007.
Right.
It's quite a classy production.
Yeah.
And obviously they spent a lot more money on it than they would have done on the State of Decay. The Witch Lords.
Yes.
Which was going to be transmitted in 1977. What we got instead was Horror Fang Rock.
Oh, I'm not sorry for that. And, not sorry for
well,
that.
Well, no, I'm not. Yeah. I mean, that's a classy story.
Yeah.
So, I'm not quite certain as to why they decided to bring Terence Dix back into the fold. I have a vague recollection that things were not going well script-wise during that, you know, John Nathan's turn of debut. I am aware that he was reluctant to use old writers from the show.
Yes, he wanted everybody new. Well, writers new, yeah. Didn't he? Yes, yeah. But I wonder if it's Barry Letts being there as executive producer. Maybe that was why he said, look, we need something to be done about this.
Yeah.
Terence will sort this out, no problem. That's pure fantasy on my behalf, but I can imagine that's might be what happened.
Yeah, it's very likely.
Yeah. So he brought...